I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today is one of those days that you're not quite sure what's going to work. You're not quite sure how the cookie is going to crumble. Right? It's Tuesday. It's beautiful sunshine out there. Nice day. Right? Everybody's feeling in a fairly good springish type mood. But there isn't like one thing that people are fired up about. Happy, like yesterday, or angry. And that makes it difficult for us to kind of figure out what the hell is going to push your buttons. So I thought today, bless you, AMAC.
Thank you.
While everybody's sneezing and coughing and wheezing and sick, and trust me, it's everybody, I thought today we'd do a buffet of sports talk. We'd hit about 15 different things. We'd start here and end there. And not have one dominant theme to the show. Because there isn't one dominant theme. I'm not going to relitigate everything that happened on Sunday night in Seattle again. I'm happy for Maryland. It just, as you may have heard, Kevin Willard on with Kevin Sheehan, basically saying that this is about the program. This is about raising the level of expectation. Certainly sounds like he wants to stay. We will hear some of that throughout the day. That's all great and good. Actions speak louder than words. A week and a half ago, we need to remind everybody that Kevin Willard was saying on the record that he was in lockstep with Davin Evans. That lasted less than a week. So while all of you guys that run around going, well, hey, this is what they said, 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 I'm an action speak louder than words type of dude, right? And I think you should be as well. So we could talk about, because that's what we do, we could talk about things, but we don't know things and we shouldn't believe or assume things just because one says things. Except when it makes sense to me. You know, the Capitals have talked about in glowing terms, as well they should, Jacob Chychrun. Chicky. And their actions just spoke louder than words. They signed him to an 8-year, $72 million deal this morning. The Capitals are the best team in the NHL going into tonight's matchup with the second best team in the NHL. That's what I care about. That's what I'm into. That's what I'm going to be locked into tonight. I don't know if you are, but that's what I care about. Nationals opening day is 2 days from now. We will more than touch on the Nationals, including, but not limited to, jersey talk. Are they the best young outfield in the game? And does it depend on somebody who is young? That will be one thing we'll tackle today. As well, the Wizards, speaking of young. Yeah, they lost last night. Yes, the cesspool of Twitter and X is happy that they lost. I expected them to lose. You're playing without two of your best players in Corey Kispert and Bilal Coulibaly. But if you watch the game, and I had it on, I didn't watch every minute locked in. I can't. But I had it on the whole game. Man, Alex Saar is freaking good. He's going to be really good. He's already pretty good. He's already showing signs. He's already dominating the game in different ways than, quite honestly, we haven't really seen Bilal Coulibaly do yet. And that's not a slap in the face to Bilal. But he's not the offensive player that Alex Saar is. And while it's easier to tell what somebody is defensively by blocked shots, as opposed to Bilal Coulibaly and what he does, there is no mistaking that Alex Saar, not every night, is going to be a great offensive player, but it's coming. It's developing. And offensively, along with shot blocking wise, he's shown way more potential than Bilal Coulibaly. Now that, again, may be unfair. That's the reality. And he was the number two overall pick. And some thought, many thought, he should have been the number one overall pick. Last night, Alex Saar got credited with three blocks. They all came within a 25-second, maybe 20-second sequence. And then he ran the floor and got hard fouled. Now, listen, did he struggle from three-point land, 1 of 7? Yes. Did he struggle from the free throw line? Yes. 3 of 9. I got it. It was not a perfect performance by any stretch. But here's what Alex Saar gave you last night. Without Kispert, without Bilal Coulibaly, 16 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, 3 blocks, 2 turnovers, and with all of the struggles from the floor and the free throw line, was still a +3. Now listen, the Wizards stink. I think we all know that. Nobody's suggesting right now he's going to the Hall of Fame or anything like that. Nobody's suggesting anything crazy like that. But Alex Saar, if you watch him night in, night out, is showing you signs of huge potential. That does not mean he's going to the Hall of Fame. That does not mean he's going to be the next great big man. But he's showing you signs, more than just signs, I think, of life and the arrow pointing in the right direction. He's showing you that he has an all-around game. He can drive. He can run the floor. He can dribble. He can move. He can be an explosive force down in the paint. He can obviously shoot the three. And he can block like a mother. Block shots, that is. The rest of it, you know, is what it is. They are still a terrible basketball team. They still only won 15 games. I'm not dumb enough to sit here and tell you that I understand this is not Alex Saar in a playoff chase. This is Alex Saar playing for a 15-win team. I got it. Playing against the Raptors, who have won 25 games. I got it. This is a general sweeping thing about Alex Saar's game over the last month and a half, 2 months. And for those of you that, again, have been actively rooting for this team to lose because you think that's the only way to build a team, okay, that's you. It's not the only way to build a team. It might be the best way. It might be the most prudent way. It's not the only way. And I think they have subscribed to that tenfold. It's not the only way. It might be the best way. It's not the only way. Because there is absolutely nothing that I can see. And anyone that I talk to, including people high up in the organization, that would tell you, if you're actually watching the games, that they are tanking on purpose. Nothing. And if your eyes tell you that, as opposed to what you hear on the radio or what you hear and read and consume on the cesspool known as Twitter, I would suggest you maybe, I don't know, do something a little bit different. You know, we often talk about how this show is not cookie cutter sports talk radio. We're different. Good different, bad different. Some of you like us, some of you hate us. You're used to traditional blah stuff. I get it. We're not for everybody. We like to have a little fun. We like to get after it a little bit. We actually give people a chance to talk and go back and forth. We try and bring unique insight, analysis, angles that others are not talking about. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe every bit of me is wrong, that the Wizards are actually tanking. I don't see it. That's not what my eyes tell me. That's not what my brain told me. And then to have conversations with people that are inside the organization, honest, raw conversations, not, hey, we're on the radio conversations, real conversations. And why tanking has never made sense? That's what I walk away with every night. They stink. They're not good. They're doing what you want them to do while being competitive, while building a young core, while building for the future, while trying to learn how to win the right way with some key veterans. And they clearly have subscribed to the That might be the best way, but there isn't only one way. Theory. Because, as I said at the trade deadline, if they subscribe to that theory, that tanking is the only way, which is what many of you think, they wouldn't have gone out and got Chris Middleton and Marcus Smart. Why would you do that? Well, Chris, you have to have some veteran leadership. Yeah. Why do you have veteran leadership, and why is veteran leadership important? Why was Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz important when Dan Quinn and Adam Peters took over? Well, dum-dums, it's to set a culture. It's to learn how to win and how to be a professional and what it takes day in, day out to win games at this level. It's not to show you how to tank. Hey, let's go out and get Marcus Smart and Chris Middleton so they can show us how to lose. Just the opposite. And yet I run into a bunch of you knuckleheads on Twitter and sometimes here on the radio, although it's much different, that do not realize that this team is not winning games because they're not very good. Not because they're trying intentionally to lose. They're trying intentionally to do something. And that is get as many first-round picks and, quite honestly, as many second-round picks for draft maneuverability and trade maneuverability as they can. It's what every good young team does. It's what Oklahoma City did. It's what Minnesota did. It's what Houston is doing. It's what Detroit did and is doing. It's not what the stupid Phoenix Suns have done. It's not what the New York Knicks are doing. It's what all the good young teams are doing. And that's not, let me repeat, not doing one thing and one thing alone. And that is intentionally losing on purpose. Losing is different than intentionally losing. I wanted to be positive, but then the cynical side of me gets going. I wanted to stay positive with Alex Saar. And how about A.J. Johnson last night? Really, really good. 17 points. Duh, obviously. 5 of 9. A couple of dunks. Hit 1 3-pointer. Got 6 rebounds. Got 3 assists. Sure, maybe a little bit of a defensive liability. That's okay. He's a young player. I saw somebody I didn't even know, JT Thor, throw one down. The Wizards are a decent watch. They're not a good watch. I would go so far to say at times they're a fun watch. They can be frustrating. They can be frustrating. But they're a pretty fun watch for a terrible team. It's as honest as I can be. I'm not going to sit here with pom-poms and tell you they're a great team and that they're playing for anything significant. They are playing to learn how to win. They are not playing to lose. Certainly not to intentionally lose. All right. Wanted to put that in the basket. On top of that, last night, College Park. By the time I got home from everything I had to do, I missed the game, quite honestly. It started at 5 o'clock. I didn't get out of here until 5 o'clock, so I was driving. Maryland was getting their ass kicked. They were down by 17 in the second half. and they win their second round game over Alabama, 111-108 in double overtime. A big steal at the art, a big defensive, I should say, breakup at the end with the game in the balance. Sure, Bama would have needed a three-pointer. The final call, the read, the defense after the comeback. Listen, I don't pretend to know a lot about the Maryland Lady Terrapins. I have a hard enough time remembering everything that I need to know for the sports that we talk about 98%, 99% of the time. But I'm not, again, I always say this, I'm not a dummy. I wasn't born yesterday. That's a huge win. You're down 17 in the second half at home. Things not going well. You could have easily folded the tent. They're a 4 seed. They're not a 1 seed. They're not a 2 seed. They hit a bunch of 3-pointers. They get themselves back in the game. They push it to the second overtime. They get a lead late. They hold off defensively, as you just heard, courtesy of ESPN. And now they go to Birmingham to take on South Kakalaki, who they themselves struggled a little bit. But they're the defending national champions. The last time they met in a sequence like this, Elite Eight 2 years ago. Maryland's season probably ends on Friday night. And maybe Maryland's men's season ends on Thursday night in San Francisco. And maybe it'll all be different by Saturday morning. But for now, you ride the wave, man. Two Sweet 16 games, Thursday and Friday night. One in San Francisco, right here on the Team 980, and the Odyssey app. One in Birmingham. Both against 1 seeds, one against the defending national champions in South Kakalaki, and one against the Florida Gators, who a lot of people, including in one of my brackets, picked to win the national championship. And then there was what happened late night, which we'll tell you in case you haven't heard, in case you haven't seen. And it sucks. What happened late night and the blow to not only a favorite, but also the sport. Next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Well, do I? Oh, CM Punk there. Well done, AMAC. Appreciate it. AMAC is with us. Be nice to him on the other side of the glass as he takes his turn at it here on a Tuesday, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We opened up with a little potpourri, a little Maryland men's, Maryland women's. Wizards. Jacob Chychrun gets a contract extension, a massive contract extension. Number one versus number two in the NHL tonight in Winnipeg. Caps and Jets, looking forward to that. As well, Jeff Ehrman will join us at 3 o'clock. And Jeff does a great, great, great job covering all Maryland sports. So we'll talk about, obviously, some of the things that we just talked about. And will be talking about and have been talking about with Jeff at 3 o'clock. But last night, in case you weren't paying attention, and as soon as I started seeing the tweets, I was like, oh, man. Remember yesterday on the show, we were having some fun with Mama Jaden, basically... I don't know if there's a nice way that I could say this.
Breaking it up.
Try to block activities, discussion, of course, from happening between Jaden Daniels and Juju Watkins, right? And it was fun, and it was funny. But if you've been paying attention, she knows that her job is to protect her boy, right? And everybody had a good laugh at it, and everybody shook their head. My guy Lenny the Legend is upset at me for talking about the Wizards before I talked about the Lady Terps. I was getting there. It was a buildup. It was a buildup. I may have gone on a roundabout. I may have taken a circuitous route, but we were getting there. Because here's where I wanted to get. Last night in Los Angeles, the women's college basketball tournament, the USC Lady Trojans, and the sports world suffered a major, major blow. All right, that's courtesy of ESPN. The silence you heard there in between is her writhing around in pain, grabbing at her right knee. She, you could see it on the drive. Turnover, outlet pass, she is driving to the hole with authority, and her right knee just completely buckles. At first, I think some people on Twitter and whatever thought it was the two converging defenders. That's not what I saw. I don't think that's what anybody realistically saw when you slowed it down. Her knee just gave out. Her knee just gave out, and she was in extraordinary pain. You know, listen, again, we are not women's college basketball experts. USC is still a good team. They won 96-59. Nobody cares. They're in the Sweet 16. Maybe they'll win. Maybe they won't. Nobody. Juju Watkins is the best player in women's college basketball outside of maybe Paige Beckers, but, I mean, I would say she is. This is an enormous, enormous enormous blow for women's college basketball. Never mind the NCAA tournament. Never mind the USC Lady Trojans. Last year, Caitlin Clark helped carry. She doesn't have the same X factor, the same panache, if you will, that Caitlin Clark had last year and really over the last year and a half. I'm not saying it's exactly the same thing. But Juju Watkins, and yes, Paige Beckers of UConn, and yes, South Carolina is going to take on Maryland. Yes, there are other storylines. But you need stars in sports that are considered kind of fringe sports. And that's what women's college basketball still is. It's still, at least in any reasonable mind, a fringe sport. It's still a sport that people don't just automatically go, oh, it's that. And so it is a huge blow, not only for this March, but for probably most of next year. Maybe there's a chance she comes back in January or February, and maybe she's okay for the NCAA tournament next year. But for now, it's not Caitlin Clark, but it is a huge, massive, enormous blow to the sport, to the tournament, to the interest, to the buzz, and to USC. And I will go one step further. Outside of Cooper Flagg, maybe Queen, now that he hit the game-winning shot, there isn't any buzz, really, for the NCAA men's tournament. They were close to being eclipsed again in terms of, again, that buzz, for lack of a better term. They were. And now Juju Watkins is lost, not only for this tournament and for the year, but also for probably half, if not more, of next year. And that sucks. Just sucks. Just awful. All right. We got to take a timeout. We have a trending alert, and then we will get to your calls. If you want to hop in, we will tackle all sorts of other things here on a Tuesday in which there isn't really one thing. There's a smorgasbord, a buffet, if you will, of sports items that we have to get to, including a lot of NFL things as well. We'll do that coming up on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, as we mentioned, indeed, Maryland, the Lady Terps, with a double overtime 17-point come-from-behind victory over Alabama last night in College Park. They're off to Birmingham for the Sweet 16 Friday night, where they'll take on defending national champion and number one seed, South Carolina. As we mentioned, Juju Watkins, torn ACL. She is out for the rest of the year and, of course, into next year. J.J. McCarthy from the Minnesota Vikings, a top 12 pick in last year's draft. He tore his ACL in his first preseason game, missed the entire year. He told the Up and Adams show on FanDuel TV that he's happy that the Minnesota Vikings have not told him that he absolutely is the starting quarterback for the team this year, even though all of their actions would certainly indicate they've already lost Sam Darnold in free agency, and they let Daniel Jones go to the Indianapolis Colts, and they did not sign Aaron Rodgers, at least as of yet, who reportedly wanted to go. As we mentioned, Jacob Chychrun getting a huge contract extension with the Washington Capitals. 8 years, $72 million. That's an AAV of $9 million per year for the soon-to-be 27-year-old. He and the number one team in the NHL take on the Winnipeg Jets, the number two team in the NHL tonight in Winnipeg. 7:45 the coverage, 106.7 the Fan, and the Odyssey app, and that's what's trending.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I was just having a meeting of the minds over on the other side of the aisle. What a collection of misfits we are at these two radio stations. I'll tell you, man. What a collection of misfits. And I guess I'm one of the leaders of that. Anyway, welcome back. 140 on the Team 980. AMAC on the other side. Oh, the class. If you want to hop in, 301-230-0980. Again, we're just bouncing around all over the place because there's not one dominant theme. There's not one dominant subject. But we've kind of, and we will try and cover it all, right? So we told you about the Juju Watkins injury and really the effect on the sport. Make no mistake about it. Again, they're still great teams. I got it. I understand. South Carolina is still a one seed. They take on the Lady Terrapins of Maryland. Double overtime win, 17-point comeback, now on a neutral floor, but you know, Birmingham closer to South Carolina than it is certainly to College Park, what have you. I mean, they might have their season end on Friday night. Nobody would probably expect anything but. That being said, at least they got there, right? Told you about Jacob Chychrun getting an 8-year, $9 million AAV extension from the Capitals. Obviously a great trade that was made by Chris Patrick and Brian McClelland. And Jacob Chychrun came here, known as an offensive defenseman, and he's only been better than what anybody could have reasonably expected. Now, is 8 years and $72 million too much term? Yeah, probably. But I remember having a conversation with Danny Ruelle, the day that the Capitals traded for TJ Oshie. And we all said an 8-year contract, and I forget the exact numbers, but an 8-year contract was probably going to be 1 or 2 years too long. And it turned out that that indeed was right. So you might have to do some juggling towards the end of the term. But you want to keep your stars? The Nationals have said, screw that. We don't want to keep our stars. We don't want to pay to keep our stars. And they haven't. They haven't. The Capitals have said just the opposite. They re-upped Nick Backstrom. Didn't work out. They re-upped, or they, when they traded for and then did a massive extension with TJ Oshie. Obviously, the Ovechkin thing is the Ovechkin thing. They just did a 6-year deal with Logan Thompson. They did a 3-year deal with Charlie Lindgren. Way less money. But the point being is, yeah, when Jacob Chychrun's 35, 36, he might not be the same offensive weapon. He might not be the same player. He might not be healthy. Think about if you're Jacob Chychrun, right? He signed a 6-year deal with Arizona, who's not even in the league anymore. They're Utah. A couple of years ago. Actually, that was more than a couple of years ago, because it's the final year of his deal. So it was when the Caps won the Stanley Cup. Was going to be a free agent. Has spent time with Ottawa in between. That's where he's traded from for Nick Jensen. Deal that worked out seemingly for both sides. And now he gets that 8 years of security financially and probably roster-wise here in Washington. Not a bad lifestyle if you could get it. Not a bad lifestyle if you can get it. 43 points, 65 games, tied for his career best in goals at 18, and every time the puck's on his stick, I don't know about you guys, I watch every Caps game. Every time the puck's on his stick, I think, that's not a defenseman shooting the puck. That's a sniper that plays defense. And if you look, the Capitals, who are nearing sort of, kind of, maybe the end for John Carlson, who's played already 16 years. God, turns 36 next year. It's the final year of his contract. Now, maybe he stays around more than that. Who knows? Maybe he doesn't want to. But now, along with Matt Roy, who they signed to a big contract over the offseason, Rasmus Sandin, Sandin, he was on the show right before the season, my bad. Rasmus Sandin, under a long-term deal. Now you've got the core, if you will, signed up long-term of your defense and your two goaltenders. And don't forget, in all likelihood, fortunately and unfortunately, not only could next year possibly be John Carlson's last year, possibly, although there's no indication that he's definitively going to retire at 36. He's healthy. He's never really been injured except for that one time, which was a nasty kind of freakazoid type thing. But in all likelihood, next year is Ovechkin's last year. You're going to obviously shed the LTIR situations. So this, to me, smart move. Smart move for a team that makes a bunch of them. The Capitals have done a lot right. They've only won one Stanley Cup. That's the rub. They haven't advanced past the first round since winning that Stanley Cup. That needs to happen this year. It would be a bitter, bitter, bitter disappointment if they don't get past the first round this year. They are the number one team and have been largely for much of the year. In the NHL, first team to clinch a playoff spot, as we know. They take on the Jets tonight. Maybe the Jets win that game at home. Who knows? That's a really good team. And maybe they're not the one, number one team by the end of the night. The bottom line is they do so much right. They're aggressive. They're creative. Think about the Pierre-Luc Dubois situation. I was worried about that. I think anybody reasonable was worried and concerned about that. I asked Chris Patrick, hey, man, I have to be honest with you. I didn't quite get it. It's turned out to be a brilliant stroke of genius. Same thing for the Jacob Chychrun deal. Brilliant stroke of genius. And with the cap going up by about $7.5 million next year and almost $20 million by 26, 27, you can afford to do stuff like this. You can afford to do stuff like this. And it makes sense. You lock up your core. Right? It makes sense. Tom Wilson's locked up. Jacob Chychrun's locked up. Matt Roy's locked up. Logan Thompson's locked up. Charlie Lindgren's locked up. You get the point. Pierre-Luc Dubois but locked up. Connor McMichael's going to get locked up. There's no way they're letting these guys go. I mean, they'll change out the Taylor Radishes. No offense to him. He's been fine. They'll change out those guys. They won't change out the core that matters. The core. Think about the great Yankee teams that won all those World Series under Joe Torre. Right, they would call them the core four. Mariano Rivera, Jorge Posada, Andy Pettit, and who was the other? God, slipping my mind. Bernie Williams. Right? It was like the core four. Like, everyone else is interchangeable and exchangeable. But the guys that we identify as the guys that we need to win and win almost every night and win championships with are not. And that's what the Capitals have done with Pierre-Luc Dubois, with Jacob Chychrun, with Tom Wilson, with Matt Roy, with Logan Thompson, and I guess by extension, Charlie Lindgren. And others. But that's the core of the team. That's the core of the team. That's how they will win a Stanley Cup. And obviously, again, maybe there's some forecasting. Maybe there's some private conversations that we're not privy to. I don't think anybody's expecting Alex Ovechkin to sign another contract after his expires next year. Carlson, we don't know. I don't think anybody expects Alex to play any more than next year here in the NHL for the Capitals. KHL, different. Maybe he retires altogether. Who knows? All right. Wanted to get that taken care of. If you want to chime in on that, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So we've covered the a little bit of the Wizards, the Lady Terps, Choo-Choo Watkins, a little Maryland men's basketball, and Jacob Chychrun, and the Caps and the Jets. Still to come, Nationals and a bunch of NFL things that I've got on the docket. We will continue right along here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us. How did he make a guest appearance? We got to keep him out of this. We got to put a muzzle on that guy. All right, welcome back, everybody. Just a minute or so until we make the turn for hour number two here. So again, as we bounce around, and we'll get to the calls after the start of next hour. I did want to say this. Like, sometimes there's way too much sports, right? It's unrelenting, the amount of stuff and the amount of things that you have to keep up with. But the greatest thing about sports is it's the ultimate reality show, right? You have a crushing injury that not only affects an individual, which, of course, is the most important thing, and I should have said that earlier about Juju Watkins, but it also absolutely affects a tournament, a program, a sport, a movement, if you will. And every day, for the most part, is a different day and a different challenge and a different, whoa, didn't see that coming. Wow, didn't expect that to happen. Like just during the break, I checked out ESPN. Stanford fired their head football coach. It's March 25th. Now, they didn't fire him because he was a terrible coach and they were 3-9 the last 2 years. They fired him for disciplinary reasons for allegedly mistreating staffers. The guy's name, nobody's ever heard of him. Nobody cares. Troy Taylor. It doesn't matter. But, wow, just out of nowhere. You know what? Andrew Luck fired him. You're absolutely correct, A-Mac. First major move as the general manager, which is also the trend that we're seeing. Michael Lombardi down at North Carolina with his buddy Belichick. The guy that Jim Nagy, who was running the Senior Bowl forever, goes to Oklahoma. We are seeing this all over the place. And then I thought of one other thing real quickly. On the eve of their season opener, totally different sport, in the United Football League, the Defenders, the DC Defenders, they lost their head coach with less than a week to go before their season opener this Sunday at Audi Field. Their coach just resigned and took a different job at Tennessee, Reggie Barlow. Just crazy, right? I mean, every day there's just weird, wacky stuff that goes on. And we're just talking about sports. We're not talking about any potential war plans leaked to members of the media on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.